Earth and Sky.
The more we can learn about the Arctic and the Antarctic, the more we're going to understand weather that impacts us directly here in the mid-latitudes.
You're listening to atmospheric scientist Jeff Key of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Dr. Key studies winds at Earth's poles. He said that those of us at mid-latitudes might be most familiar with the effects of polar winds when an Arctic blast of cold weather blows in.
The term for that particular area of weather and that aspect of the global circulation that influences the movement of storms is, as we've all heard, the jet stream.
The jet stream is like a river of strong wind high above the earth that steers storms around the world.
And I think this is probably the most important connection between high latitude and lower latitude weather is the position of the jet stream.
Key gets wind information from NASA's polar orbiting satellites called Terra and Aqua. He uses this wind information to analyze the jet stream and help predict global weather.
Now, the difference that the winds make in the position of the jet stream may seem relatively minor to the layperson, but in fact, a difference of a few tens of kilometers actually makes a huge difference in the weather.
More at our website. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.